chili. Not yet. Not yet. Soon. Hey everybody, welcome to Two Fools Rushing In.
It was like, what, 20 seconds?
No, it was only 15.
Okay.
I'm Jeff Bookman.
I'm Chad Kreider.
I'm not.
Feels good to have the family back together.
It does. So, how was your week last week?
Interesting.
Yeah. How was work?
It was okay.
Yeah. I know how yours was, but how was it?
had a good time. I talked to you last week on the show about it. I was telling him before we started. That all resolved this morning. I finished that.
Fantastic.
Stuff looks really nice. The girl that was doing the sketches really overperformed. Her stuff's great. The illustrator side of the project, she's a little slower than I am. I think she did 4 to my 20 yesterday. So I've had some practice. So
maybe a little.
A little, like maybe 2 card games.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, I think that gets you the 10,000 hours you need to be an expert, doesn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Should get you pretty damn close.
Yeah. I was telling him, I go, I can take a blank page in Illustrator and build an illustration, you know, from nothing,
scratch,
without a sketch. So, taking her sketches, I could easily fill in the blanks of, I know what she means here in this little swirl of the pencil. I know what she's intending there, or I know what I think should go there, kind of thing. So, I was just having a good old time. Only thing I felt bad of is, as I was doing that, which was a super hot project. You know, this is illustrated to me by Chris and Heather. This is top priority. This has to go out. This has to go. Pretty unreasonable. They thought it was going to go Friday. it was just a lot of work.
Oh, I bet.
It was a lot of work, and it wasn't something that you can just slapdash together.
Right.
It took detail and thought.
And
I mean, otherwise, it would look like shit. But while I was doing that, like 6 projects sat on my desk, like from revision, from licensor, like stuff, like movie stuff. Like, I don't want to say names, but
yeah,
a couple
big name projects.
Coming to theater soon projects.
Yeah.
Not even out yet. So,
a reboot of Debbie Does Dallas?
Yes.
I've heard that plays well with kids.
The candy striped door, yes. On a van.
Okay. Wow.
By a river.
That's right.
With a strap on. But that's our adult coloring products. But,
okay.
I did see an adult coloring book called The People of Walmart.
Okay.
One of the... I follow Trump Van Z on Facebook, and he was touting it. So
yes.
I thought it was funny. But I today, after I finished up the cards for that project, I went back to that pile and tried to get through as much of it as I could. I ended up getting through the project before I left the day, even though I worked Sunday for like 4 hours. So I should be ahead on hours, right?
Yeah.
No. I clocked out today where... Thursday, or no, it was Wednesday. Sorry. Oh, I misread that at all. I had 30 hours thinking, oh man, I'm 2 hours short of what I should be. Thinking it all day today. It's Thursday, but knowing it's Wednesday. So I'm 30 hours for the week. So not too bad.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good. But.
So I guess it's that
like,
time.
I like when there's some fun things to do, but it's still busy. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah. I don't blame you at all. So I guess I can talk about my no good, terrible, awful, for the second time in my life week. I was not here last Wednesday.
I think I mentioned it and then moved on. I think I covered it exactly that
much. Chad isn't here?
Well, I think...
He'll go over it. Why? I don't even think we said why.
I believe I did on the weekend shows. I think I did at the D. Did I not do it at the beginning of the first D&D?
Nope. No, you said he wasn't here, but
because we'll be covered later.
That's okay.
So last Monday, my mom went in for open heart surgery at 6:30 in the morning and passed away at 9:11 p.m. 9 months and one day after my father. So, yeah, that was, you know, with my dad, there was build up. There was, you know, we had 5 months of him being in the hospital.
Coupled with over a decade of it could happen at any time.
Almost 2 decades.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was a, an honest realization. You know, there was no illusion like,
You know,
this might be it and let's prepare
ourselves. You know, there was actually a couple of times during that 5 month stay in the hospital where we're like, oh yeah, this is getting bad again. Better, you know, steel yourself for that. But yeah, she went into the hospital New Year's Eve morning, couldn't breathe, wearing her CPAP that she wears at night. She still was unable to catch her breath. They were like, yep, it's congestive heart failure. And we're like, okay, well, yeah, like you said, that sucks, but it's manageable.
It's manageable so long as it isn't like stage 4 congestive heart.
Right.
My mom has it, and you know, they dealt with it and now has medication,
right,
and then has regular checkups to monitor it, make sure it isn't getting out of hand. But yeah, it's serious medical condition.
Yes.
Much like members of your family.
Yes.
A serious medical condition that is completely manageable.
Yes.
If you're on top of it.
Yes. So then they did some tests later that week and realized that the problem was actually caused by a valve that they had replaced in 2012 that was literally tearing away from her heart. And they were like, well, this is the cause. This is what it is. And they were like...
Now, is this a common thing? Is this like one of those lawsuits I see on... You know,
no.
If you had a blah, 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 and it's torn away from your heart. You know,
no.
Call Haberdashy and get money for your settlement.
No, nothing like that. So, my mom was a very heavy woman her entire life. And when you're that heavy for that long, your heart gets very large. You are a tall person.
Uh-huh.
My mom's heart was roughly 2.5 times the size of whatever your ticker is.
I think the average is the size of your fist?
Yeah, my mom's was the size of a football.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So it was big.
That's very big.
That was packed full of fluid.
It
wasn't just... 'cause I'm not speaking from a medical degree or anything, but congestive heart failure is the sac around your heart filled with fluid, correct?
No, yes, this was not the sac. Her heart is the size of a football. For being heavy, she probably had a congenital or a heart defect.
Degenerative heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the problem was, they were like, we have to do the surgery or... That valve is just going to rip away from your heart and
stuck in your artery.
No, you're going to die. Like it would separate
off her heart.
Yes, and at which point then within
her
a minute,
chest fills with
within a minute you're dead. So they're like, we got to take care of this, and they knew that the right side of her heart had been weak. Since she had the heart attack that led to the first open heart surgery. So, you know, there was a lot of risks involved. Coupled with, after her first open heart surgery, because of the size of her heart, the scar tissue adhered her heart to the inside of her rib cage. Which means, if any of the three of us were to go have open heart surgery, they'd split us down the middle, use the chest spreader, and they'd be in. If they would have done that, it would have been instantaneous death. if not from the saw actually cutting into her heart, because it's
just shredding it.
When they opened her up, it would just split her heart in two.
It's amazing to me that they can see that from X-ray and
CT.
It's just amazes me that, because how easy would it be to overlook that?
The doctor that performed her surgery.
One of the billion reasons why I'm not a doctor. Yeah. But that is amazing.
He actually mentioned that, in the past 5 years, he's been the head of cardiology here locally. There have been 5 cases where they did not catch that and they died because they didn't catch it. So
something they look for.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's, you know, it's on the checklist. So, you know, the doctor was pretty clear. This is a very risky surgery. And he said, you know, don't think of the mortality rate of the surgery, because there are a lot of factors that would go into that. You know, think about it as, if I don't have the surgery, I am guaranteed to
I have a one-way ticket to not hear anymore.
And not like a year or 2 years, like, could have been weeks, days, months, hours. Yeah, you know, this, whenever that valve finished tearing, done. So, we go in, we sit there, we go through the, you know, they call you every 90 minutes on a surgery like that, give you an update. She got through the surgery, fine.
I remember getting the updates, and when I got the one, I think it was like 10-something, or just after 10 or what, when you sent
that
she's gone?
Yeah.
I'm in my chair, I'm just like, I stared at it for a few minutes. And then I'm like, just kind of announced to the room, Karen's like an eye shot of me in the next room. I'm like, Chad's mom died. And she just like drops the recliner. What?
Yeah.
You know, she was shocked.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to say I was shocked, or
I'll explain why I'm chuckling.
It's fine. I don't want to say I was shocked or expected it. Either way, I
just kind of sucks the air out of her.
Yeah, it was just like, oh my God.
I mean, they came in, they were supposed to see us at like 4:30.
And I met your mom twice, maybe.
Yeah,
and so. I hope this doesn't sound insensitive. My thought is immediately you, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, they came, they were supposed to meet us at 4:30. No, at 4. And then it was supposed to be 4:30. And it was supposed to be 5. And it was finally like between 5:30, 5:45, we finally came back. And he's like, okay, so surgery was a success. We did everything that we set out to do, methodically, step by step. We closed her up, we got her up here, and when we got her into the room, I don't even think she was actually in the room. She was in the ICU, and her blood pressure just fell. And they were like, okay, so they're working on her, trying to get her, you know, stable so that he could come talk to us. And he's like, yeah, I mean, we're at a point now where I'm okay to come talk to you, but when I get done here, I gotta go back there. Like, right now. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, we talk. He goes through the surgery and everything. They come and get us right at 6, and they're like, you can come back for 2 minutes. And they stuck really close to the 2 minutes. We left. We came back at 7. Same deal. By that time, my aunt and uncle had showed up, her brother and sister. And then they came and got us, like, 10 till 8. And said, this is going to be the last time tonight. Normally in ICU, we don't care about the visiting hours, but as rough as this is right now, this is going to be it. Okay. So we go back. They let us stay right till 8 o'clock. We come out. My aunt and uncle are debating over which one of them is going to pay for the pizza that they're ordering for us since we're...
Not leaving.
They even told us in the room, they were like, we're not going to let you back here again, but it's probably not a bad idea to just stick around. You know, we'll give you updates. I mean, they had brought out linens and everything to the rooms, you know, so that we could get comfortable. And then The room that we had been staying in all day was fucking hot as balls. I was wearing essentially what I'm wearing now, what I wear every day. Dude, I had peeled off the long sleeve shirt. I didn't have a hat on. I am fucking drenched in sweat. By this point, I have a headache. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to grab a smoke and I'm just going to get some fresh air. Like, it's, I don't know, it was like 25 that night or something. It was chilly. I'm like, man, this is going to feel so good. We were at the waiting room right there on the third floor, right outside the elevators. Uh-huh. And I'm like, cool. So I grab the elevator. I get down to the first floor. I take the snake to get over to the emergency room. I was in between the double doors of the emergency room when my sister called me and said, the doctor's here, we have to go. So back up I went. And by this point, it's like 10 after, quarter after 8. And we were faced with the choice of let them continue with the regimen that they had. And she would pass within minutes. Or they could take the little bubble thing off the IV and just let it gravity flow, and we'd get time enough if we needed to get people up there to say goodbye. So we backed it off and did its thing. I made all the calls I needed to get people up there, and literally, like, my sister and I are standing over the bed, everybody, you know, has had their time to say something, and we're debating, like, who's going to make the call this time? And the nurse puts his hand on my shoulder and he said, if you just wait a couple of minutes, it won't matter. Oh, we're that. Okay, we're there. So at 9:11, that was that. So I am now the oldest orphan I know. I would read the obituary, but I will get weepy if I read that.
Yeah, we're good.
The funeral, I was fine until you got up and started reading. I'm like, damn him.
Yeah. My sister told me to write the obituary, and the only thing she asked was that I not just make it a rehash of our fathers.
Okay.
And I was like, absolutely not. My dad's was funny because my dad was a gregarious, humor-filled individual. Yeah, so the only other thing that I really want to make sure I get in, so my mom volunteered at the domestic violence shelter.
I assume that's what you meant today.
Yes. So this is both current events and personal events. Due to the fantastic shutdown ushered in by our current president, your local domestic violence shelters are not getting funded. That means that they can't get food, they can't pay their bills, they can't pay their staff, they can't do anything. And I was cruising Facebook on my break this morning, and I saw the post come up.
We should have Trump send them some McDonald's.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is terrible. So I click on the article and I read the article from the Richland source. And they're trying to find anyone in the local area that can help them. And I'm like, well, my mom volunteered there for 5 years. I literally have a chest freezer, like I have on my back porch, full of frozen food. And then she has a fridge that has the drawer freezer on the bottom, full of frozen food. I've got a pantry full of canned goods. I don't want to fuck with that shit. So I messaged him and I'm like, hey, my mom volunteered there. I know how important it is. I understand the shutdown shit. I know that
I'm... come clean out the cupboard.
Yeah. I know that I am also a man and that you have safety protocols in place and those are obvious and necessary for your... for the way that you handle things and the people that you deal with. So whatever you need to do to make it happen, come over and get food. I have it. It's here. My sister will be in town during the day tomorrow. You can come and meet her, or I can make sure that my wife is there this weekend if you need to. and they got back in touch with me, and they will be there tomorrow to pick it all up. And
that's cool.
When I talked to the woman,
no waste.
When I talked to the woman on the phone today, she was in tears that I was like, "No, I'm gonna all this food instead of keeping it."
Does she know your mom? I mean, she.
I had mentioned in my first message that my mom had volunteered there, but I mean, you got to understand that was a
decade ago.
No, longer than that.
I'm 39. I went with her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I was like, story. Yeah. Yeah, I was like 8, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, 20 plus years ago.
I was thinking on your feet. I mean, I don't know that I would think that. All the, even though my mom has covers and covers and shit.
But yeah, but it felt good, and you know, she said honestly, if there's anything else that you're going to donate to your mom's, if you're cool with it, just call us back and we will send over a van and we will come get it. And I'm like, you're going to regret saying that.
There's a lot of stuff here I don't want to carry.
Yeah. Anyways.
My situation was almost identical to Raymond's.
Mm.
With one key difference. It doesn't take a whole lot to make me cry.
Yeah. You were in the bathroom, weren't you?
No.
Oh.
It was one of the rare instances when I wasn't. I was on one couch. Nicole was adjacent to me on the other.
Yeah.
And I saw it. Just stared at it for a minute. Started crying. Told her.
Yeah.
She did the exact same thing that Karen did. She was like, "What?"
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it really sucks.
Because unlike Ray, I got to know your mom.
Yes.
I didn't only meet her a handful of times. I've seen her a ton.
Yeah.
I don't think I really 20 knew years. You until Andy's.
Yeah, I think we might have run into each other or something.
His place something. Brian's bachelor party or whatever that was.
I was not at the bachelor party until late. You probably saw me walk in the door, hear about the shrooming, and immediately go to my room.
I think that's about...
Yeah, that sounds accurate. That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I just wasn't in your circle.
No.
Then.
Nope, not yet.
And now, look, I've ruined your life.
Please, I gained another grandfather.
That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you need a CPAP machine?
No, I don't.
Do you want one just in case?
Karen has the thing.
Yeah.
For it was like a little nose thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she has that because she had snoring and and things, but now. She doesn't use it anymore. She used to. There for a while, it was like every night. Yeah. And that was part of the reason I started crashing on a couch. I couldn't. I sleep with a fan blowing like on my chest. And I sleep on my side. And it's like I can just feel it on my chin. It's not blowing in my face or right in my mouth. You know, it's just like I can just feel the cool air.
Right.
That's the way I can have the big heavy blanket that I love.
Right.
In the summer. Because I like have to be cool. But that CPAP, the gurgling and the...
Mm-hmm.
It just drove me in fucking insane.
I forgot. Shit, the whole reason that I decided that I was actually going to say something about this. So, after my dad, we found the pump.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
God. No. I have not found anything like that yet.
Did you...
So
okay, your mom. I have a morbid question.
Yes,
your mom was cremated.
Yes,
right.
Yes, I have her out there.
The coffin that she was in during her visiting hours and her funeral.
That's a rental. That was actually the exact same coffin that my dad was in.
I thought it was. I thought it looked exactly the same.
When I mean exact same, I don't mean like same model. I mean, the exact same box.
Was that a conscious decision?
Or well, my mom just picked the same one.
They just have, like, you know, we have these for rent.
Yeah, well, my mom...
The other ones are out. You're going to have to...
Yeah, my mom had decided all that ahead of time. And when we were at the funeral home picking everything, my sister was like, hey, so I realize this is the same style that my dad was in. And Sean was like, yeah. And my sister said, how hard would it be to make sure that it was the same box? And he was like, oh no, it will be. And she was like, really? And he's like, yeah, on the ones we use for cremation viewings, mm-hmm. we only have one. And he like flipped through the book and he's like, yeah, no, we haven't had it replaced in the last 9 months. So, we're going through her drawer, you know, getting stuff out of the dresser, and I find this box.
Boudoir shots.
No, okay. I find this box. It is
what?
Roughly...
What the fuck?
It is roughly the size...
Damn. What?
It's roughly the size of my wallet.
I expect it, and still it's a surprise.
Small box.
Okay.
On the front, on the top, in big letters, it says, you control... Silver Bullet Repair Kit.
That is amazing.
But it wasn't that Silver Bullet.
Okay.
So apparently, for a short time after my dad's last stint in the hospital that he came home from, he got really into the little miniature RC helicopters.
Okay.
And apparently one of those was called a Silver Bullet.
Okay.
Thank God.
But for like 30 seconds, we're all staring at this box like...
The people, the family gathered.
Yes. Me.
You touch it. Now you touch it.
Me, my sister, my son, my daughter-in-law, my daughter, my other son, my brother-in-law.
Was it just like, well, I got dad's penis pump. This is yours.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's for you. And she opened it up and she's like... Man, I don't know what you would repair on a Silver Bullet with this. And she tosses it at me, and it's replacement blades for the helicopter. And I'm like, let me see that. And pull the thing out, and it was, yeah, it's for a helicopter. Good, like, 2-minute gag, though. I'm fairly confident, though, just going through her bank records. She did order something.
You can't wait for it to arrive?
No. It was ordered back in June.
Oh.
I talked about it on the podcast. The special urn.
Oh, God. Did the she... vibrating urn?
Yes.
She ordered one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's from Adult Mart.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I was going through the checkbook, and boom, right there. Adult Mart. $75.
That's not an unreasonable price, though.
It's not. I mean, you are getting...
For hours of enjoyment.
It's rechargeable.
Not battery operated?
No, not battery operated.
Okay, hours of enjoyment at a time.
Yes, yes. And I'm just thinking to myself, at some point, we're going to finally get to the stash. Because apparently my sister remembers when she was a kid, she found nipple clamps.
I love you and I love your family, but... Your parents were freaks.
Yes, they were.
Your parents were freaks.
Yes. Well, I mean, that just proves... that just proves the old adage.
They were
adage.
Repressed just as much as you were.
It proves the old adage, man. The fucking Pentecostals are just freaky-deaky in the bed. So, yeah. That is everything I wanted to cover about my terrible, no-good, awful last week.
Well, you know what? As humorous as that is, it almost reaffirms her life.
You yes.
know, I mean, your mother was a human being.
Absolutely.
The same as everyone else. You
yes.
know, I'm never going to fault anyone's kinks, you know, yeah. so.
So I got to ask real quick. Did anybody else think that the last person who spoke there should have just shut the fuck up?
The lady with the, uh-huh. I'm mad she beat us to Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That seemed a little over the top.
She just definitively crossed a line, And then she just kept right the fuck on marching.
To her credit, though, she stuck the landing.
I guess.
Because, the thing that I kept getting hung up on was the preacher's use of Jesus.
You would have to know, Dink. That's just the way he talks.
I mean, I
kept thinking he said, operators are standing by. Make your donation. Yeah, I just expect you to hear it at any second.
Because that woman clearly had an agenda with what she wanted to get out.
Uh-huh.
She got it all out.
Uh-huh.
And then she stuck the landing with her, I'm jealous she got to meet Jesus first.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. What will the judges score this?
Yeah.
The young man that stood up?
Yes, that spoke about living with my parents?
Yeah, I got a little weepy from him too. Yeah.
That's her son.
Okay.
The part of that story that wasn't told was that the family moved to Georgia.
And didn't tell him?
No, they told him that he went with them, and after 3 months he was struggling to find a job because after he graduated high school he went to Bible school, but it's an open Bible school,
mm-hmm.
And his pastoral credentials meant nothing. All of jack and shit in the deep south because there are no open Bibles in that area. So
you don't know the right Jesus.
His family just
kicked him out.
Did the Christian thing and kicked him out?
They did the Christian thing, bought him a bus ticket, and sent him back to Mansfield and said maybe someone at the church can help you out. Hell of a nice kid.
He seemed just him talking.
Well, then yeah, that woman should be jealous.
Because she. If there is a Jesus, she probably won't meet him.
Well, let's not turn it into that, because I can.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
It's okay. I've struggled with my own atheism a lot in the last 9 months in one day.
Yeah. My current, speaking of kinks, is flat earthers right now.
They get you hot, do they?
Oh my god, listening to them at work is like candy.
Mm, yes.
Oh, they are just a special kind of stupid.
I think the most fun that I've had lately is with Juan, with the hard H.
Juan?
has been joining flat earth groups. And he keeps getting kicked out.
Why? Are his beliefs too over the top?
Yes.
For the flat earthers?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Because not only does he believe when he's
posting, At some point...
It's not even flat. It's concave.
At some point, we will need to have Juan on the show to explain his flat earth beliefs.
Oh, the one that got him kicked out of the last one? Imagine Dark City.
Okay.
But not the dystopian that was Dark City, but that kind of like flat thing, spaceship. And it's not that the Earth is traveling up by some magical force.
Okay.
We are on an ever ascending giant spaceship, and the rockets are what are giving us the illusion of gravity as they take us to humanity's new final home. See, we fashioned this spaceship to look like our old home. And the Christians believe that the Earth is only 6,000 years old and that God made Adam and Eve and all that,
The ship is 6,000 years old.
Yes, the ship is 6,000 years old, and God are the humans that put Adam and Eve and the other people on the ship.
How did the flood fit? The ice wall melted and flooded?
No. Oh. Because not only is it a ship and we have this ecosystem under a biodome, but there are also...
That was asleep on a job.
So it was a malfunction.
Yes, it was a ship malfunction that caused the great flood.
Something I didn't realize until I started trolling the flat earthers.
Yes.
They believe flat earth.
Yes.
Moving upward, gravity. Yes. There is the foam mirror.
Yes.
A film, a bubble. Outer space is really just more water.
Mm-hmm.
There was a leak. That's your flood. There was a leak in the float foam here.
And I thought what my son had strung together was bullshit.
I don't know. His has just enough to it to come off as believable.
Until what you involve, fits within their belief?
Until you involve the super Christians.
Well, no. See, he tried to come at this from a ridiculous avenue where he could tie flat earthers, creationists, young earth creationists,
and alien abductionists.
All of it, all together. I was really proud of him.
That's the best, because in the early days of the show, I would take jabs at all of them.
I was really...
I think that's the book we need to write.
I was really proud of him. I'm like, holy shit, man. We can just call it
Flat Earth. They'll all buy the book thinking it's about them.
Yeah. No. The Young Flat Earth. Mm. A Tale from Outside the Fourmier.
Not young. New. Mm.
Yes. And see, I can't even keep
going. That's what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. Oh. They hit one of the fuel cells for those rockets.
Yes, that's what was leaking.
That wasn't oil.
Mm. Yeah, that was fuel.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, what are the fossils?
They're put there to test our faith.
In the great machine?
Yes.
Okay.
As you do.
Yeah.
They basically, no one's noticed yet, but mm-hmm. Did you see Man of Steel?
The
Codex?
Yeah.
Thing that had the whole, like, history of the people?
Yeah.
That's what the bones are. From the original Earth, they have taken those bones, put them on the new flat Earth. To maintain the history of the previous Earth, because none of us know it. We've come from Adam and Eve on this new flat Earth.
Yes, okay.
We don't know what happened to the original Earth.
Yeah.
Those things are there to teach us, but we don't yet have the knowledge in which how to extract that.
So when we land on our new home planet...
They will tell us.
Okay. New Eden.
New Eden, yes. Got it. Whew.
Man. No. The new Earth is called Terra.
Spelled T-A-R-A?
Yeah.
Because she's pretty.
No, it's because it's Earth.
No, that's T-E-R-R-A.
Yeah, that's one I want.
Yeah, no.
her.
I was expecting that you would get the obvious original Teen Titans reference there.
Uh-huh. No, because of the grammar is not his friend.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So that's my kryptonite.
Do you remember Terra from the Teen Titans?
She was a both good and bad friend.
Yeah, that Beast Boy had a... Mm-hmm. It was Beast Boy, right?
Mm-hmm. No, Beast Boy.
Yeah,
Beast Boy had a crush on her, and then now him and Raven are an item. That was the original Teen Titans, the one before Go, right?
Yeah.
The one that was actually kind of good.
They're working on an animated Teen Titans versus Teen Titans Go.
That would actually be pretty funny. Like, I don't bag...
Roshogun was pretty cool. The little movie they did where they went to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool, like, miniseries.
I don't hate Teen Titans Go.
It's not
Teen Titans. It's not the original show, and I get that.
Of course,
that.
Neither is the DC Universe live-action thing they have.
I watched an episode of that at my other home while I was drinking beer, crying, and sorting out medical bills. Whew, that's bad. That's, like, real bad.
The one guy I work with that plays that game, I play, and so I talk to him quite a bit.
Yeah.
Him and the guy he shares an office with just found a bunch of pictures back in the storage room, and they hung them up in a room. One of them is about that size of your painting there.
Okay.
But of Green Lantern, the animated series.
Okay.
The 3D animated one that looked kind of like Batman animated. Loved that series.
It was really good. It was
great
solid.
Great story. Yeah. Good stuff, but I'm like, oh man, I heard a rumor they were bringing that back. I know they're bringing back Young Justice, which is a good...
Yes.
Was a good series.
It was a solid series.
And they're bringing that back for a third season. I think that's near out. I think that, that...
Well, it's going to be on the DC thing.
Which, if you buy a new Roku, or have a Roku that has never been activated, you can get a 3-day trial of the DC streaming.
What is what else is on there?
On Roku? Or
no,
on
the DC streaming.
I had
done movies?
I had access to all the animated.
There's also a digital version of a lot of the back catalog.
Yeah. There's tons of comics on there. Not everything.
Yet.
But
the intention is to have everything available on it, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Everything or as close to everything as they can get.
I'm just thinking, Disney's going to start their own streaming service, which is why the Netflix Marvel stuff's disappearing.
Maybe.
Well, that...
No, that's...
Maybe and...
That's just Netflix being shitty.
Maybe and possibly because the ratings for like the last season of Daredevil were not good.
See
ratings for
that's not necessarily true because that was the story, but then like the information came out that it was one of the
top 5 streamed things.
It was like the top 3. It was like third.
I thought the last season was
like the number 3. Yeah,
I still haven't had a chance to watch
it. The Bullseye character is freaking amazing.
I'll have to check it out. And I didn't realize Bullseye's in it.
He comes
out of nowhere. You don't see him like as a character, and then it's like, oh shit, that's who that is. Oh fuck.
And they set things up for like Bullseye would be the big bad. Bullseye and probably Fisk.
Really?
For season 4.
Yeah, because he's not gone.
Neither one of them is.
Yeah.
I mean, Fisk is just back in prison.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a little more
D'Onofrio Matt backstory. Plays him beautifully.
Oh, yeah. No,
there's a little
more Matt
backstory,
mm-hmm.
Which is painfully obvious once you...
So...
And I was just waiting for it.
Is Karen Page just, like, not in it?
She is.
She's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she's doing an awful lot of Geek and Sundry shit now.
Yeah,
she's done filming it all. Well, she's also in Punisher.
Forever.
Is she in... This season of Punisher?
Yeah, she's
Isn't that how,
She was in the first
Friday.
Season, too.
Friday, okay.
Oh, it comes out Friday?
Yep.
I knew it was either last Friday or this Friday. I
figure it comes out Friday, they'll cancel it Monday.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they wait that long.
Yeah. Which is a shame, because...
The first season was kind of hard to watch, because it became... By the end of that season, it was a good story. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was well... You know, written, directed. But the amount of damage that boy took, no one would be able to stand by the end of that.
Okay, so yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
Every episode he was beat to a pulp.
If I were going to rank the Netflix Marvel series on hardest to watch to easiest to watch...
Jessica Jones,
season 1 is the hardest to watch.
Daredevil season 1, specifically episode 4, the last 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
The car door?
Yeah. That was initially where, because I was like, cool, I'll watch it with the family. And then we get to the car door, and I was like, oh shit, girls leave the room, and Nicole's like, yeah, I'm out. I can't watch it.
So the next episode where they're hosing it fucking down, it's the best. God, I love it.
So Athena and I were actually, we watched Daredevil season 1. And Jessica Jones season 1 together. And we watched Daredevil first, obviously. And we got to the end of episode 4. And she was like, I need a minute. And I was like, yeah.
It's a gritty show. Episode 2 is what sucks you in.
Yes.
That hallway scene is awesome. And season 2 had it, but it was the Punisher in prison.
Yes.
And then...
No, season 2 had 2. There was the Punisher in prison.
Oh, and then the stairwell.
Coming down the stairwell.
Yes.
And then season 3 has it again, doesn't it? Yes, in the prison.
Yes.
In the prison. Oh, that's awesome.
Because season 2, as you're going through it early on, it's like, okay, this is the one. And then the Punisher in prison comes from out of nowhere. It's like, oh, fuck.
God, that's glorious.
Yeah.
It is glorious and violent, and I should not be as excited about this as I am.
So have they already canceled Jessica Jones?
Nope, no. Still got another season coming.
So we do get a season 3.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And that'll come out, and then they'll probably cancel
Monday. Yeah. Because, I won't lie, season 2 of Jessica Jones...
I liked it.
...is...
I've liked everything except for the Defenders.
I won't lie, I did not finish Iron Fist. I got like 2 or 3 episodes into it. Even after you guys were like, give it a chance. And I'm like...
He just seems so stupid. Even in Defenders, he seems so stupid.
Season 2 was much better.
Of Iron Fist?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Do I have to watch Season 1 to understand Season 2?
Not really.
Okay, good. Because...
Did you get to the rival from Kunlun? His brother that thought he should have the Iron Fist? Did you meet him in Iron Fist, the first one? Because he's...
He comes in at the end of the episode, right? Like, end-ish, like, second half of the episode?
Well, are you at least familiar with him from the comics?
Yeah.
Then you'll
be
fine.
Okay.
All right. He's a short, kind of Middle Eastern-looking dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like he was in part of one of the episodes that I saw.
That's about right. He was in a handful of scenes maybe across the season when they were doing flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was
He's prominent in the second season.
Okay.
The second season's a lot better. I think it's a better story.
Yeah.
Danny's character is still the same, I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
A little bit better.
He makes better choices.
He makes more realistic choices.
Maybe it's the lack of boardroom drama that makes season 2 better.
Because, Jesus Christ, I wanted to watch a Netflix Marvel series, not... Because
there had to be, like,
an episode... And the dad in the closet. The hidden daddy.
But there had to be an episode's worth of boardroom drama throughout the first season.
Episode? Dude, I feel like I watched 3.5 episodes or so.
The Apprentice.
And it was at least an episode of boardroom drama in the first 3 episodes.
Yeah, but see, the one thing it was missing to fully be The Apprentice is the world's shittiest Oompa Loompa.
Yes, yes. And the Yes Man on either side of him.
Yeah. You hear they're talking about bringing back The Apprentice?
Who's he gonna...
No.
Waiting for him to...
No. So,
filmed from the Oval Office?
No, and the way that the television contract was worked, since everything went to shit with the Schwarzenegger season, he has no vested interest in it anymore. So as a subtle dig from what I'm reading, they're bringing back a former employee of his to... be the head of the show.
Omarosa?
Yes.
Okay. Oh! Be awesome.
Yes.
Not because I'd want to watch it, but just because it's going
to... Oh, yeah, it's going to piss him the fuck off.
That's weeks and months of tweets.
Oh, my God, it'll be great.
He'll get carpal tunnel.
Oh,
those
man.
Little hands, they're very flexible. Did you see the Family Guy episode? I caught the end of it.
I came home and... Athena had it on because it was on after the football game.
The best was the huge sleeves and the tiny little hands sticking.
Yeah, and there was like this, what's his name, Peter?
Peter, yeah.
Peter and this,
He became the press secretary.
Cheeto-faced thing that I'm assuming was supposed to be Trump.
Oh, it had the...
Yeah, fighting on a lawn, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, it was like the chicken fight. It just
watching.
Went on from scene to scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at one point, they're like, fighting through the museum, and the chicken and his son are like sitting there with the... No, it was like it was Smithsonian because they had the planes and it had the headphones in, and they're like talking, and they cut to that audio and this him and the chicken.
Yeah.
And they're fighting behind him.
I finally realized what was going on when they burst out of the Smithsonian in the planes, and I'm like, oh, got it.
I picked a more ridiculous plane or something.
Yeah, I mean, I literally came in and they were fighting in grass, and I'm like, are they trying?
Yeah, it was like
is this Trump?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever.
It was ridiculous.
I was more baffled that my wife had an animated show on. Because my wife hates animation.
I'll be honest. I'm not a Family Guy fan. To be.
I've not watched it enough to have an opinion either way.
I've seen episodes. I know who the characters are. I know the premise is. I've never been a huge fan of it.
I've seen like 3 or 4 episodes.
But that sucked me in when I saw what was going on. I was like, oh, I gotta see where this goes.
I've seen 3 or 4 episodes from start to finish of Futurama. And I've seen a handful of episodes of Family Guy. I have to say, from the little I've seen, if I were going to watch one of those, I would watch Futurama.
You should. It's good. I watched the whole series last year, I believe, with the kids.
Is it on Netflix or anything?
It was.
Okay, I'll have to check.
Futurama's great. I like, and it's not anything you ever need to watch in order.
Okay.
Like my favorite part was that the final season was 4 movies. It was 4 90-minute movies.
Oh,
the Beast
okay.
with a Million Backs.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool.
It was 4 really long form episodes that were pretty cool.
The planet of Earth marries an alien.
Hmm. I will say that I do have a child that finds the Cyclopean woman on Futurama attractive. By process of elimination, you should be able to figure out which one that is.
By any means necessary.
Vito?
Nope. It's not the one, because it's obvious that she's not the proper...
Right. No. By any means necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my subtle commentary on having figured it out.
Okay. I got you now. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And I only know this because thank God for...
You did an internet. You did a...
Thank God for keyloggers. Yeah. Which I did dump back to my phone one time thinking, oh, I've got an Android now. This won't be an issue. Nope.
Mm-mm.
No, because apparently doing that data dump onto my phone seeded my... history,
yeah,
on Chrome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
So you're getting all kinds of weird recommendations,
oh,
aren't you?
Man, it was not good. No, not good. Oh, no, never again.
Never say never.
No, I promise you, I will never dump that shit to my phone again. Because when I dumped it onto my iPhone kept auto-correcting any word that I typed that started with P to Pornhub.
Oh, somebody hits that pretty often, huh?
At one point or another, every child in my home. But they all have distinct, different tastes on Pornhub.
As you would.
One of them is into very...
ethnic.
Yes, the other is into, I can't even really, like, you can't call it BDSM. Do they have a categorization for what would be beyond hardcore?
Yes. I need to pause the show for a minute.
Okay. Delay on our end, but so yeah. One of them is into super brutal, but not like...
I think it still is classified, it still falls under the hardcore tag.
Okay. It's not like...
Not my thing, but...
Yeah.
Because it's usually like, oh, it's going to be one of those.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Now, I showed him...
The closest I get to that is, I really respect the knot tying. Some of that is freaking amazing.
Yes.
Not even like the binding hands. We're like they make like an outfit out of the rope.
Yes.
You know, well, I've already showed really you cool. this girl.
It's...
Oh, the solo girl?
Yeah. The one that...
Yeah, you've shown... You've
one that Kez
multiple times.
Yeah, the one that Kez is into. But, yeah, so... The foosball was played this weekend in the playoffs. My daughter-in-law is a huge New Orleans Saints fan. And my son...
She had to be tickled.
My son, in wanting to be contrary, decided to bet her on the game.
Well, that doesn't sound like him at all.
I know. So,
did not work it out in his favor.
If the Philadelphia Eagles won the game, my daughter-in-law would have to follow this crazy, ridiculous, high-protein diet that he's doing for 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
They did not win. So, unfortunately...
What does Aiden have to do?
You mean Nicholas?
Oh, Nick. Okay.
Yes. Nick has to go to her bar that she's bartending at,
mm-hmm.
Which is... they have dancing there, but it's not like a strip club.
Okay.
Like
he's got a Coyote Ugly on the bar?
No, no. They stay in, like, bikini-type attire. But during the week, they offer classes.
Oh. He's going to get a fallback career.
He's got to go to 1 week of... Pole classes. And when they called me to tell me this bet on Sunday, before the game started, I said, son, am I on speaker? And he said, no, why? I said, put me on speaker. So he put me on speaker, and she says, hey, Dad. And I said, I only have one request. And she said, anything. I said, just make sure there's video. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, son, you're going to lose this bet. No, I'm not. I believe. I was like, no, son, trust me.
I forget who they were even playing.
It's the Saints and the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles were ahead, though, weren't they?
Yeah. He started messaging me in the first quarter. The Eagles are up 14-0. I will pull this up because...
I assume it went downhill into a downward spiral of shame.
No, no. So he messages me. And he says, I'm so sleeping on the couch, ha ha. And I'm like, oh, I'm at the other place.
Sure.
And he's like, are you watching the game? And I'm like, nope, not currently. Philly 14, Saints nothing. What quarter? And he's like, yeah, this is going great. And I'm like, what quarter? First, but Saints have 0 yards offensively. My response, I wouldn't talk shit yet. Oh, Breeze fumbled and lost yards. Uh-huh. How about you wait and talk shit when they're up late? Otherwise, you may make your bet worse to pay off. Fair enough. Nothing like an early lead evaporating and those pull classes get added humiliation. Didn't hear from him for a couple hours. Uh-oh. Nah, it's all good. This was about the time that Philadelphia, late in the game, is driving. They're down 20-14.
Mm-hmm.
And then they promptly get intercepted. And my only response was, at 8:09 on Sunday, so when does class start? I did not hear from him again until 12:17 on Monday. Yeah.
He doesn't take humiliation well.
He does not take humiliation well, and he makes... I remember, terrible wagers.
That is a good thing for us to know.
I remember him coming to Jeff's in the basement, uh-huh. The yellow shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still very proud of it. But like, that's the gayest shirt I've ever seen. Hey, I have friends that are gay. Is that their shirt?
Would any of them wear that?
There was one year that he bet me that. Do you follow baseball at all?
No.
Okay, do you know who Albert Pujols is?
I don't even consider it a sport.
Okay, do you know who Albert Pujols is?
I assume he's a baseball player. Okay.
So
it's also a really good porn name.
It would be. At the time that this was going on, Albert Pujols was the most dominant hitter.
It's a good porn name.
I'm hearing it now. Yes,
yes. I mean, Pujols. You're pigeonholed, yes. Because yes. That's what folks are going to expect, but you've got a go-to.
Yes.
Fruit Loops?
Yes. So, Mr. Pujols was the most dominant hitter in the game in the late aughts. And
so, steroids were doing good.
No, steroids were not a thing.
Uh-huh.
So... My son bets me that the Cleveland Indians catcher
was going to have a better batting average and hit more home runs.
Who was the catcher?
Victor Martinez.
Okay.
The wager, if I won...
His firstborn.
No. If I won, I got to pick his Halloween costume.
Okay, did he go as Harley Quinn? Hence his love for the Harley Quinn?
No. No, he won as Tinkerbell.
How old was he?
13.
That's awesome.
12, somewhere. Like, one of the last years he was able to go trick-or-treating.
So, marrying a stripper was overcompensation.
For the fact that when he was a young man, he made a terrible bet that no other person who follows baseball would have ever made that bet.
Yeah, not, so you say he makes that bet. It doesn't sound even remotely out of character.
No, for him it's not out of character. But I mean, like, if you went to Vegas and laid that down as a bet, you would have, like, 5,000 to 1 odds. Like, we're talking retire and your family for generations
bet never a dollar, has to work. Make bank.
Yes. Yes. A $1,000 bet nets you, you know, half mil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he makes terrible wagers all the time. It's great.
Well, he did wager that the back of a movie theater was a good idea.
He did. I tried to give him a counter wager to make his Sunday better.
Uh-huh.
Because he got a hold of me before the early game started, which was the Chargers and the Patriots.
Okay.
I was willing to take the Chargers because I can't bring myself to root for the Patriots. All my son would have had to do to win this bet was agree to bet on the Patriots. And he couldn't do it.
I kind of respect him for that.
Mind you, the Patriots then proceeded to stomp a mud hole.
I did not.
In the Chargers,
I couldn't even fucking watch it.
It was bad. It was.
It was like 38-3 or something.
I don't know. Whatever it was, whatever the final score was, the game was not that close, ever at any point. It was bad. You know me. I love football. Halftime of that game, I looked at Athena and I said, "I'm gonna go do some work at my mom's. I'll see you later." But there's no. She didn't have the cable over there. Yeah, it's okay. I'll be okay. Well, don't use our data to watch football. No, I'm not going to do that. It'll be okay. I don't need to watch this game.
You don't have unlimited?
Huh?
You don't have unlimited?
No. No. No, that... That would make sense.
Yeah, it made sense when the girls kept going over.
Yeah...
And when Karen and I wanted some left.
Oh, you'd be proud. Kesley got her new phone.
Yeah.
And she got a note.
Okay. Nine?
Yes.
Nice.
I will say, whatever they're charging for the 9 is worth it.
Okay. It's like 43 a month.
Yeah.
It's I'm really happy with the S9. Plus,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's the same size as the Note.
Yes.
And honestly, I had a Note 5 forever.
Right.
I never used the fucking pen. I fully intended to use it as a fucking sketch. No.
Yeah.
I got an iPad. I don't need the fucking pen.
The Note 9 pen actually adds so much versatility.
Well, it's got a Bluetooth connection to it.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah. You up to 30 feet away, you have a remote control for your phone. Which
is Creeperville
is cool. You can then, you know, set your phone up and, you know, snap selfies and pictures and things like that and record video and
leave it in the bathroom, take pictures of people when they come in there.
The other thing that you can do, the Note 9, you, for a while with Samsung, you've been able to get the thing to plug your phone into your TV.
Mm-hmm.
The Note 9 takes that a step further.
Wireless?
Yes, with new smart TVs,
mm-hmm.
You don't need the dongle thing anymore.
Okay.
You just connect your phone to your TV, and then you then can use your Note stylus with your TV, and it will send it back to the phone to
Yeah.
Okay.
The Note 9 is more powerful than the first computer that I had when I was building the website for my current employer.
Well, the I showed you that little thing that I keep seeing on Instagram and stuff that you can connect to anything from the Note 8 up, S8, I think.
Yeah, S8
up. Basically, yep. With a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse, it becomes a PC.
Yes. With the new the Note 9, you no longer need the dongle to connect your phone to the TV if you have a new enough smart TV. You no longer need that like $50 piece of equipment. It just works. And my smart TV is 2 years old now, new enough to do it. Because we did it the other night and it was honestly pretty fucking cool.
So she's watching YouTube. Oh, check this out, Dad. Boom, it's on
Boom, TV. On the TV.
Amazing.
And when you have the sound bar hooked up and you're like, you want to hear some amazing heavy metal and piss off the other people that live in the house, it's really handy to have it in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's the biggest thing that her and I have in common is music. Which, oh, by the way, real quick, thank you, Morgan, for telling me about the new Soilwork album. Found out one of our Canadian listeners is from the Lounge.
Hmm.
Vinnie Jones.
Oh.
Yeah. Lurkers?
Yeah.
Quit the shit.
Yeah.
He don't listen to everything we do.
Yes, he does.
Oh, God.
Vinnie listens to it all.
That's awesome.
He finds us to be hysterical.
Really? Our wives don't.
Yeah, well, he laments
Not that, at all.
He laments that he lives so far away, he would love to plan a road trip to come down here, hang out, be on the podcast, play D&D with us on a podcast, and go drinking. Because he thinks that sounds like the best week of his life.
You know what? If he's got some vacation time, we do this every week.
Unfortunately, even by plane, where he lives in Canada land, is like a 7-hour flight.
What's the time difference?
He is the far western side of mountain time.
Oh, okay. So, like, three, four hours?
Yeah.
North of, like, Montana and stuff?
Yes. He is in Calgary.
Well, in theory, if we recorded late enough, we could Skype him.
Yeah, what time would it be? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet
he'd be only 2 hours ahead of us.
Because we've been
he's three currently. They don't observe daylight savings, so in the spring.
But he's 3 hours behind us.
Yes, so it's 6:40 right now where he is.
So we would record an episode and then hook him up for the second.
Yeah,
we could. I mean, we could very easily do that.
I will see if I can make that happen.
Because we fucked around with the logistics of getting sound.
Yep. We can do it.
Yeah, we need to start getting some guests. Yeah.
I was going to get the one, and then he decided to run for political office, so that's probably not going to happen.
I don't know. We could do wonders for a political career.
Yeah, right down the shitter.
Flush it. Yeah.
I didn't say it would be a good thing, but
I think it's pretty well established. If you want to be a politician in America, atheism is not the way to go.
Yeah. Which is saying something, because not that I'm going to name drop or anything like that to ruin his chances, but he is so far personally from what you would expect out of a politician that it warms my heart to see him running for local office. I don't know if you knew the other people. Did you see the news today? The local news today?
All I saw was that some dude in Morrow County got fucked up in a one-car rollover.
Do you know the Vega family locally?
Yes.
Okay. One of them announced today that they are running for office. And I'm looking around and I'm like, holy shit, these people are my age. I'm not old enough to... Yes, I am.
There was a daughter in that family, as I
remember. Yes, there was. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I believe that the I believe that the brothers are twins.
Okay.
One of them is running for office, and so is Mr. Luna.
If it's a girl I'm thinking of, I know her.
You know her, know her?
Not that way.
Much in the way that I'm Not's brother knows your daughter's math teacher.
My brother?
I know what he meant.
Yes,
I'm Not. No, not that way.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
I still can't get that out of my head. Thanks. I'm like, shit, I don't need to know.
He just punched him right in the fucking face.
To be fair, though, knowing your brother, he deserved it.
I mean, I think he was wanting it.
He was rutting on this poor girl like a wild animal. I mean, what could he possibly have expected?
Oh, my God. For a second, I wasn't sure if you were snorting or imitating.
Possibly. No, I think it was a little both, yeah.
Yeah,
borderline.
But I would say you're doing a disservice to pigs.
Probably, yes. Yeah. As was he.
Oh, my God. We are so going to hell.
Well,
I mean, in her defense, everyone has a rock bottom.
And she has rebounded beautifully.
Yes.
To your knowledge.
No, she's a fantastic human being.
Okay.
Seriously.
What about her chosen spouse? Is she married?
I believe so.
She does have a hyphenated last name, so I...
Is he a total douche? Because maybe she's still...
I can't imagine that she is still...
Maybe she's still shopping at Goodwill.
I can't imagine that she is the type of person that she is today if she had a...
I don't know. Karen's a pretty decent person, and yeah.
No. This teacher is truly the
best. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Wow, with knowledge I... Oh, man. Wow.
That's cruel.
What?
And unusual.
That was one of those, I had a terrible thing to say, and I wasn't going to have it recorded forever.
No, that's... Yes, and I'm sure that...
Here it is. I thought you just had to go to the bathroom.
I'm sure she appreciates it.
No, that was the earlier event. I take iron pills for that.
Yeah.
Is that why it goes tink, tink?
A little bit, yeah.
Splash, splush, tink. Yeah. Splush, tink.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So.
So when is, not this is a kind of off record, but when's our next D&D session?
Oh,
we have four in the bank, correct?
Yep. Let me pull up a calendar because I hadn't planned on having this discussion on the show, but we can.
Well, it just hit me.
All right.
Curiosity.
So we have episodes.
Because I was kind of happy with the way the last one's rolled.
Yep. That fourth episode is fucking magic.
Okay.
Oh, when I just tie into Kaya.
Okay.
3/4 of the way in, like, I legit get pissed at her because she says something that is just absolutely stupid. It was stupid.
Yeah.
And then I tie into her, and then Ray just about fell out of his chair. Because wow. I don't know what about it struck him as funny.
It was just one of those...
Was it that I was yelling at my child?
No, I'm used to that.
Okay. Was it just the content of my rant?
Possibly. It was... I can typically see the direction in which the rant is going. I think you threw a curveball in there and I didn't expect it at all.
Okay.
So I gotta ask, in episode 4, is there any dragons fucked?
No.
No.
Thank God.
No, we maintained a...
There was early mention of that as I was catching up to understand what I missed.
All I will tell you, that doesn't really spoil anything. I just fucking tore into her over a corpse. Like, I just fucking... I'm yelling at her across the table. because she says something that is fucking ridiculous. Like, it was functionally impaired.
Would it have made the half-orc Shouju cry? Shoujin.
Actually, you probably funny. Would have been
I made the same name snafu, yeah. I think, in episode 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
You call him Shouju. Yeah. I was kind of happy because I got the girls to actually interact with the story a bit.
Yes, I've seen some early parts of that so far.
So, I mean, I got them to kind of look at the character sheet, see that their character sheet is good at X. How can we use that?
Yes.
Well, and he was like, you laid a huge groundwork just with the last session he ran.
Yeah, in that first episode, when I went through the whole I can't with this face and laid out what I saw our possible paths being,
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is how I see us going.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else sees a different option, please weigh in.
Yeah.
I pretty much, like I said... And I think this is the key to a successful session while I'm helming is don't focus on the exact plot I want to write. Pick some points that I think will be cool, that'll totally get you guys jazzed about the direction, and make sure you hit those.
Yep.
Like four or five of those. And insert where they can go to keep the ball rolling. And you had a little whole session. There was a bit about Z, which I think kind of invigorated a little bit about that.
Yeah.
The village itself and the people that live there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't lie.
Shit, Dylan got involved.
Yeah.
Like, way more involved than his usual. I'm going to kill things now.
The last time when I ran things because you were ill,
I'm kind of curious where you were going, if you had to run the next session, where was that going?
Okay, so if I was running the next session, that dome in the center.
I thought about calling it, but I'm like, nah, I don't want to bother. I listen to it, and I'm like, I got an idea where I can go with this.
I'm glad that you didn't, because you had such a better vision of that center dome than what I had.
I, as soon as you said it, I had an image in my head of what it was.
Because my original
plan... And then I dug deeper.
Yeah, my original plan was that was just going to be...
Where the dragon slept?
No, that was going to be where Oriel Straws and Gozer... That was their meeting place.
That's where they mated.
Yeah, no. that was going to be...
Imagine the babies.
Yeah, yeah. That was going to be...
Imagine Gozer's O-face.
Oh my god!
That one eye just... Oh. I win!
Oh man... I wish that we had video for that. That was amazing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
No, I figured, like, it was going to go down into the ground, kind of the way you had done it. But once you got down there, it was going to be a big open chamber.
Don't give away too much.
Nest kind of thing.
Don't give away too much. This episode's not up yet.
No.
This is what he was going. Yeah. This is completely different.
Yeah, okay. Like, down into the ground, it'd be a big open chamber, kind of like what... You described in that one episode when they get up into that with the four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would be very, very formal in a ritualistic sense.
Okay.
Like this would be
What was the ultimate repurpose of it?
It would be where Gozer would be
His temple?
Yeah. It would have been a temple to Gozer, and Oriel Straws was kind of like the head
Gozer, of it. Gozer's becoming, I would say, for this arc of your guys' adventure, your guys' story, though you haven't encountered him but for a blip here and there, and Mara has the most experience with him, Gozer is setting up to be the big baddie.
Which is so cool.
Especially with the vision we have of him.
I'm more concerned with the cult, but that's...
No. I'm counting the cult and him as one whole.
Oh, well, now I'm proper terrified.
Yeah, that was what I used last night as inspiration for that thing I did today. Like, what if that is the way it is, but somebody realizes that?
No, I got it. I read through it,
and I was just like, okay, so how would you make a cleric of a beholder?
You wouldn't need to be a warlock.
I didn't want that.
Cleric of an eye tyrant. Now, granted, they're aberrations.
Yes.
They are not of our plane.
Right.
Perhaps back home, if one could communicate with them on that plane, they hold more sway over that dimension.
Okay.
When they come here, they are a fraction of themselves.
Yes.
Even the greatest, most powerful ones we see, which are way beyond our
comprehension.
I mean, regular beholder is a terrifying foe.
Yes.
You don't want to fight one.
No, you don't.
At least not at fifth level.
No.
But imagine them in their own element.
Yes.
That is completely a warlock or... And...
See,
I see warlocks as a more... subservient cleric.
Yes.
A more an arcane cleric.
Yes.
But with more...
I actually have an idea how to make the warlocks of Gozer a thing. I've been toying with that all day.
I've been looking at it as the one that I created. I didn't want him to be subservient.
I got where you were going with it.
Yeah. But
yeah, the clerics are more like let's further the vision of Gozer.
Yes.
And the warlocks are like, what is thy bidding, my master?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The difference between being a Sith apprentice...
They both have their own strengths.
But yeah.
They both have a different tie.
Yeah. And I just...
They may not agree about the destination.
Oh, yeah.
Or the path.
Right. Right. Yeah, I was going to say...
I'm almost like, the cult of Gozer, how many are there? And do they get along?
I kind of looked at it as I would see multiple sects.
You guys are like having an intimate say in where your adventure's gonna go. It's weird because this is both world building and I mean, because ultimately I'm gonna take everything you say with a grain of salt and try to.
Right.
Put a little mystery on it so you guys don't see what's coming. But, you know, if you give me any ideas you throw out,
the
game too.
When you look at that sheet that I put in the messenger today.
Yes.
So there's the homebrew, mm-hmm. which is I'm going to recommend that if you're a D&D player. There is a Madness. Is it Domain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Madness Domain Cleric homebrew out there. It is free. You can just go to the Dungeon Masters Guild and download it for free. It is one of the best written homebrew subclasses I've read. I think Gozer in his arc is going to make a fantastic book.
To answer the question that you asked about 15 minutes ago, we have episodes through the 9th.
Oh, yes.
Which means we either need to record on the 9th or the 16th. This is in February. The 16th is right after Valentine's Day, so I'm thinking that's probably not going to work.
Probably not going to work.
Which means probably the 9th.
We can do the 9th.
February 9th. Isn't the 10th when Walking Dead comes back?
Well, that's a Sunday, so...
Yeah. Are you planning to watch it?
Weren't you?
I don't know. That's going to depend on...
It's like the only show I watch with Karen.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if...
And she doesn't watch fear.
If she wants to watch The Walking Dead, we'll watch The Walking Dead. Assuming that I have cable or a...
Means to get it.
Yeah. because after my last bill hike, shit's gone.
So yeah, looking like probably the 9th.
Okay.
Unless we need to do it sooner.
I mean, what is the weekend before that?
The 2nd.
And the weekend before that would then be the 26th?
26th.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm probably not going to be much good on the 26th.
Okay.
That's a birthday.
Whose birthday is that?
My dad's. I have a feeling that I will probably be across the street with my sister.
So,
Ooh, I will also have fresh ink.
It'll be the 9th,
right there. Right there.
What are you getting? Baby duck?
Uh-huh.
Are you fucking serious? Is that what that was for?
She wanted my ideas. She's gonna put something together for me that is...
And you told me that, dude.
I can't guarantee that it's going to be the exact same thing. Right. She wanted my ideas, and I was like, I know Ray is in my headspace on these kind of things. So I sent her off that. I sent her off a picture I found, and she shot me back a couple of ideas for some coloration and whatnot. And I didn't want to tell you that. I knew if I told him, hey, can you draw me up some ideas on how you would do a baby duck tattoo? It would have been like...
I have been intermittently trying to get him to
agonize his tattoo for him
for over 2 or 3 years now.
But the baby duck that you sent me, I don't know how what size you drew that. It does make a fantastic desktop background.
Nice. Do it on there. It's really? Still on here.
I think. Yeah. It is sufficiently big enough that it is one of my monitor backgrounds at work.
Nice. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail with talk of scheduling, but I wanted to get back to that before we went too much farther.
Yeah. Whatever size you drew that at, man.
It is,
It looks surly.
A little bit. A little bit.
Hey, I used reference. I'm sorry. I don't know
what maybe done. No.
So, it is 9x12 at 300 dpi.
So. Okay, yeah. So that's plenty big. Yeah, so I mean, she's...
Because that duck looks like it's ready to fuck you up.
That duck looks like it's ready to bite your ass.
That duck looks like it's like, where the fuck have you been? It's 2 hours past curfew.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, yeah. So, yeah, I sent her that. I sent her a couple of pictures. And she's going to figure it out and shoot it back to me. I wanted your style as reference.
So in the D&D... realm.
Yes.
The 9th is when
we're out of episodes.
When we're out of episodes,
that would be our final
episode. Okay.
And we could have the girls.
Yes.
Because we can't do it during a week since
it's
not summer.
Yeah. I mean, it would be either the 9th.
Or a break.
Ninth or the 2nd.
Either one of those should... either one of those should work. I mean...
And I'm assuming no D, because he's like once every 3 months or so.
Well, maybe now that things have settled down a bit for him.
Yeah.
Because he's able to do like once a month.
Yeah.
If things are going okay, and it seems like things are going pretty fucking okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, I was excited to hear the kids really starting to pick up. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Bouncing back and putting on weight.
So, yeah, we'll figure out if he can do either one of those Saturdays, we'll make it that one. Otherwise, we can do it whenever. I do know Kez is chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah. Having missed out on the last session and then having no idea where she is at.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I got to come up with something good. I have an idea. Yeah. I know the narration of what I want to do, but I got to come up with something Z-worthy.
It's going to be great.
I would still recommend that she listen.
Yeah,
some idea where we're coming from mentality-wise when she comes back.
Part of me doesn't want her to listen, because I would love for it to be like this amazing, one-on-one thing that she's going to go through, and then she comes back, and you guys are just in, like, in whatever headspace you're in.
She may come in like Thor in Infinity War. Just bring me Thanos. Big ass fucking hammer.
So I'm assuming when I get to the end of the episode, I will know
where Shojin is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's revealed, okay. But he is in no way part of the party.
I have a plan.
I hope you do. Because I have plans against those.
My plan is pretty fucking good.
Okay.
Wait.
I was thinking Mage Hand send him something.
So I'm...
That's one of my options.
I'm revealed, but I'm not part of the party?
Oh no. They see where you're at.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's going to piss you off.
It's going to piss me
off. Oh, you're going to be mad.
Am I, like, strung up naked getting beaten by orcs?
No, worse.
I don't know. Am I dead?
No. Slightly better.
You wish you were dead.
So I'm getting shit on by orcs.
Yes, you're underneath a glass table, and they're just not, there's not, a train of them.
Not necessarily orcs.
Nope. Let them listen to it.
Okay.
You'll listen to it, and then by the time you hit the end of the episode,
I will be typing most, "fuck you, Ray Warren."
Your disappearance had nothing to do with the fucking dragon.
Huh. Well, that'll be interesting to explain away the poison.
No, easy to explain away the poison.
Okay. Huh, okay.
You will be angry.
I doubt it.
Not angry so much as, get me the fuck out of here!
Shojin will be angry.
Oh, I'm sure Shojin will be angry. I bet Shojin is really angry.
I like the little the scene that they found, and my little CSI moment of explaining what she was looking at.
That's wait, fun. Does Kaya lick more blood?
We talked her out of it adequately.
It was equal parts, don't fucking lick it, and Mara going, I'm not going to heal you if you do.
I heard that part. Yeah.
She does that multiple times. Okay. Yeah. Like, that comes up again later.
It's a running joke with Kaya.
Like, it just keeps, there's possible evidence, and Kaya's like, I don't know, I think maybe I should lick it.
You heard, you listened to it.
There's a pile of shit, and there looks like some blood in it. Oh, should I lick it?
You listened to it, and you heard it, it was like the total... Do you lick it? And I'm like, oh my god, she did! Why would you do that?
Yeah, Mara's like, I healed you once, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, in the last set of episodes, I tried to follow your that you've mentioned, you know, set out some plot points,
mm-hmm.
and follow that. My plot points were meet the other group. Well, Shojin's missing.
Shojin's missing.
Meet the other group. Find the hidden veil, face the dragon, get inside. If need be, I still have a picture of, you had sent me stats of higher level Gozer.
Okay.
I was going to use those, and Gozer fucks them up.
Yeah, Gozer didn't show up. Other than... hints and he said when he heard the part about the here it's in my bag and it turns into something else.
I had to listen to that three times. I listened to it and I'm like, wait, I missed something. Rewind.
When you handed the
wait, the I missed it again.
Oh yeah,
and the first one.
Okay.
So I listened. I missed it. Rewound. How the fuck did I miss it this time? Rewound.
How did it turn into that? What?
And so then I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, Ray, you cheeky bitch. Yeah, that was good.
I love shit I don't have to explain. Especially if it's just story shit like
yeah. that. Yeah, no, that was fantastic.
I mean, there's no... She's a god. Why
did
do
you,
I have to fucking
Did you like me fighting with the birds?
I did. I thought, oh my god. And see, that's where I was like, no, this is not a dream.
Did you like the fact that the one was talking?
Yes!
It freaked him out just a little bit.
Yes!
damn it. Oh, I was so pissed at the birds.
I was so excited.
It was Follow the Graham.
I was so angry at the. I was so angry at the both of them. By the time that was done, I wanted to fucking throat punch the both of them.
And when they were like cawing and the shit's like looking, what? And you're like, okay, fine, I'll go to the door.
Yeah, I was. I'm listening, and seriously, it wasn't until you woke up, spoiler alert, that I'm like, oh, wow, that was really cool. I was thinking that that was your take on the center.
Yeah.
Not that everything that couldn't happen, all of that, the way that played out,
mm-hmm.
I thought that that was somehow...
Dream metaphor. Yeah?
Well, I not even dream. I thought that that was just...
What she saw...
No.
Was
no.
Another time.
Right. No, not that part. The couldn't do that. This is doing that. This is doing that.
Oh.
I thought that was some sort of, like, veil within a veil that she was in. It was great. I loved it. We've rambled for a while.
I was honestly, throughout the night, I was kind of like, I hope this is landing.
Oh, no. It lands well. It really does.
Because,
well, I guess we did have a couple of pauses there.
The thing that made me the happiest, though, is that by the end of the night, and I don't care that this spoils anything, we didn't have to cover up crime.
Yes.
We liberate somebody.
We were actually fucking heroic.
Even if I had to set you up like a T-ball shot... You could have gone evil.
You were right. That thought did cross my mind during that long pause.
I know it did. And I made probably visible effort not to lead you in any direction. It was your choice.
You gave me a choice.
Yeah.
This is in episode 4?
No, this was in episode 1.
We decided what to do with the people.
Right. Yes.
It was like, I could, but I can't, but I could, but I can't. And then that led to...
Love what you did with that.
That led to my first...
Well, I didn't remember from you guys' episode a very detailed description of the people in the village. I just remember you look in a window and you see a very old orc.
Yes.
And that's all I knew about the people that live there. And then that's all I gave them.
Yep. That was the way you painted that. We were right there.
Okay.
And that,
but the reason completely different.
Completely different.
But that ultimately is what led to the first this face.
Mm, yes. Yes. Yeah. No.
This face I wear, and then that led to Kaya coming and giving me a hug.
And what about how Noman shows up? Is that just cheap
that was,
or what?
That was hilarious. I loved cheap. It. I know that guy!
Well, that, and it's like, you see a shadow.
Yeah.
And then it disappears into the mist, and then this ugly-ass fucking gnome comes walking down.
That was great. I'm like...
Foreshadow?
That is amazing. Oh.
Maybe. It's... His and Isaac's changes in the 4th episode.
I forget.
Where I ask him the question.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah. He's trying to cheat the system.
I'm not trying to cheat the system. I'm just trying to make it easier next time.
Yeah, by cheating the system.
It's not really cheating the system, though.
You're trying to cheat the system.
I'm not trying to cheat the system. I'm just trying to make it easier
You're
next time.
You're cheating the system. I can cheat, too.
To get around the gnomon drawback? Okay. Okay. Yeah,
It's when you hear it, I hope that you think it's clever.
Okay.
It is clever.
Clever's in Dillard.
No, not that clever.
Clever ingenious. Always lives in my heart.
Ingenious.
Okay.
I kind of helped Dylan out there a little bit just to kind of give.
Ray ended up providing the answer
because
Dylan couldn't.
Yeah, Dylan.
Yeah.
He there was no reasonable way he could have been able to provide an answer.
Right.
I'll fucking ask anyways.
Yeah, so, well, he—I mean, he could have bullshitted something, but I don't think he knew if he had that
free. He did look at you confused.
He's like, I don't know what to
say. He's like, I have no idea what to. Yeah, I mean, it's very clear he has no idea what to say. Hmm. So Ray helps him out.
My whole plan for that town, and this isn't a spoiler at all because all those episodes have aired, right?
Yep, last one went up Sunday.
Wait, so
all
of mine, yeah. My whole plan for that town was that it was just going to be full of old orcs, no young orcs.
There are none.
Suspiciously, no young orcs. Like, y'all are a bunch of old motherfuckers, and this does not look like a retirement home.
That's interesting. That's an interesting take.
I already said it. He in his episodes, all that was described to the people was, you guys looked through a window and saw a very old orc.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
that's what
all I gave them.
Yeah.
Was very old orcs.
Because
it's not, though.
Well, no, but
there's reasons.
Your reasons and my reasons.
I'm playing with 10th level magic here.
Yes. Your reasons, and similar in the line.
A nefarious end.
Yes.
Reason.
Look, gentlemen, let me interject for one quick second. While these two go on to debate the finer points of backstory and where things could have and ended up going, I'm going to go ahead and shut shit off before we spoil the next four episodes.
I wasn't going to spoil anything.
Well, we've been slowly spoiling bits and pieces as we've gone, I think it's probably a good idea if we stop.
Palette.
Yes.
That's the hope. They're really good episodes. We are actually heroic. It is kind of fucking awesome.
Yes.
But until next time,
don't be dicks.
Don't be dicks, but feel free to fuck the NRA. Do it dry. I mean, yeah.
Stay in your lane, and remember, your lane is whatever lane you want it to be.
Especially if it's sideswiping the NRA.
Unless you're actually driving, then follow the law.
And then, there is that, yes.
Yes.
Feel free to throw condoms out the window.
Oompa. Oh my god.
Oompa Loompa.
Of your car.
Oompa dee doo.
Oh my god. Wow.
Next week we'll have another story for you. Just be excellent to each other.